Okay, we will call to order the meeting for District East IOC. Today is April the 9th. It is 5:06 p.m. Morgan, would you read the conflict of interest statement for us, please?
Sure. One second. Do we have anyone that has to disclose a conflict of interest? If there is, the committee member needs to disclose why.
Okay, we will do welcome and introductions. I am Susie Hessman, the chairperson. I will go through our committee. Sarah?
Sarah McGovern, Vice Chair, IOC East.
Selena?
Good evening, everyone. Selena Kataria, committee member.
Ken?
Good evening, everyone. Sorry I'm late. Yes, I'm a committee member. Thank you.
Thank you. And Tanya?
Tanya Schultz, I'm the ATPC facility representative, non-voting member.
Thank you. And I didn't miss anybody else on the committee, right? Okay. Morgan, would you go through our other attendees, please?
Sure. Christina, can you start us off?
Of course. Hi, everyone. It's Christina Hedges, DDD, Office of Individual and Family Affairs Administrator. I support Morgan and Michelle and all the wonderful work that they do.
Thank you. Trudy?
Hi, all. This is Trudy O'Connor, Quality Assurance Manager for District East. Good to see you guys.
Thank you. Larry?
Larry Allen with ADOA.
Thank you. Frederica?
Hi, everyone. This is Frederica Graham with Access.
Thank you. Wendy?
Good evening, everyone. Wendy Herring with Mercy Care, Office of Individual and Family Affairs.
Thank you. Michelle?
Hi. I'm Michelle Rademacher, DDD Independent Oversight Committee Liaison with the CARES Administration under the DDD OIFA umbrella.
That's a mouthful.
I said it backwards too, but thanks.
Yes, thank you. And I'm Morgan O'Hara. I'm the counterpart liaison with Michelle. Is there anyone we missed this evening? All right, I think that's everyone.
Great. Thank you, Morgan. Okay, we will start off with the division staff updates. Morgan, if you want to go around with everybody there.
Sure. We have Christina here this evening. Do you have any updates?
Yeah, kind of the biggest and really only update I have right now is, I believe I mentioned it last time I was here, that support coordinators are working or going through a new training. It's a 3-day training to learn how to kind of do a whole person needs assessment. And so they are learning how to fill out the PCSP in more of a person-centered manner. And then there's an additional, I want to say like it's an 8 or 12 page document that really kind of goes through looking at different aspects of people's lives to ensure that we are doing our due diligence to check on everybody's kind of mental health and well-being and everything. So that training is going really well. I think we are 2.5 districts in and continuing to roll it out throughout the state. So that's all I've got. Anybody have any questions for me? Thank you.
Trudy, do you have any updates?
Sure. Let's see. In the month of March, we had about 640 incident entries and an additional like 250 duplicate or what we would call summary notes entered through our system. I mentioned last time we met that we were planning for an emergency exercise we were going to participate in, and that that has taken place. I actually didn't get to do it myself, unfortunately, but one of our supervisors participated, and I think they got a lot out of it. And we continue doing testing with the Access Portal, transitioning, planning for that transition, I guess you'd say. No vacancies right now, so that's fantastic news.
Very good.
And then I also did receive an update from Katrine earlier by email, since she wasn't going to be able to attend. She did say that the PRC chair position is vacant and the recruitment process has been initiated and is on an expedited track. In the meantime, PRC District North and the statewide chairs are covering the East sessions with the support of the admin assistant. If you know anyone who would be interested, or maybe you know you would be a great fit, please let them know. The position will soon be posted. As soon as they have a link code, she will share it out to everyone. And if there are any questions, to just let her know and she'll get back ASAP.
Great.
Is there any questions for Katrine? All right, I think that's all the DDD staff updates.
Great, thank you. All right, updates from ADOA, Larry.
Hello. One quick update. Just the annual training that was sent out to the committee past couple months. There's a few I'm still have pending for this committee. If you don't have the email that I sent, please let me know so I can resend that link to you so we can get this done and put the bed for next year. So that's the only update I have for the committee. Should any questions for me that I can try to answer for you guys?
Larry, was that just the AZ law training? Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure there wasn't any more than, okay.
No, you're good. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
So if you haven't received it, I'm going to be forwarding out another email. Please, if you could get that done and within 30 days the receipt of that email, so that link will expire. So that's all I have.
Great, thank you. All right, updates from the integrated health plans. Wendy, do you have anything for us?
I don't have any thing official, but I'm happy to take back any questions that anybody might have for Mercy Care. All right, well, if you think of anything, reach out to any one of our Suzanne, reach out to Suzanne or Morgan or Michelle. Happy to answer those. Have a great evening, everyone. You're back.
And Frederica, do you have anything?
Hello. I don't have any updates for the committee, but again, happy to take any questions.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Morgan, back to you.
Yeah. So we have our data for the month of March. Like Wendy said, there was almost 700 incidents reported in the share drive for March. There was also 27 for ATPC. The committee submitted 16 questions to the quality assurance manager, and then they did receive responses for two sheets in March as well, and those are also placed in the shared drive for going back for reference if needed. The next DDD IOC statewide chairs meeting is scheduled for April 23rd at 5:30. Any member who would like to attend is welcome. If you are not a chair or vice chair, just let us know so we can get you the link. The next DDD public town hall meeting is going to be held Thursday, May 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. where DDD will present updates and announcements to the public. We also have the Developmental Disabilities Advisory Council has a meeting on Thursday, April 29th from 6 to 7:30 as well. And I believe that is all of my updates for this evening.
Thank you. Okay, discussion on incident reports and behavior plans. Sarah, do you have any updates or comments, questions on incident reports?
I sent out the revised list of assignments. So that has all been worked out. And if anybody has any concerns or questions, please feel free, you know, reach out. And then when you've completed a folder in your category, please send Morgan and CC Susie an email, just letting them know what can be archived.
Do any of our committee members have any questions or concerns for Sarah on the incident reports? Okay, and then the behavior plans. I understand that Morgan, what you were saying is that Katrine said that the PRC is being taken care of right now by Central and North?
North and statewide, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I haven't heard anything more on possible membership, so I'm assuming we don't have anything there, correct?
Not at the moment.
Okay. All right, now for public comment. Do we have anybody from the public on? Okay. Then unless somebody has a reason why we need to go into an executive session, I don't see that we need to. Is there anybody on the committee that has something that needs to be discussed in executive session? Okay, well, we're gonna have the shortest meeting ever. Which is a good thing sometimes, right? So we will formally adjourn. Our next meeting is scheduled, let's see, May the 14th. Same time, same station. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Good to see you all.
Bye. Okay, thank
you. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye. Thank you,
everyone. Bye.